Total Trust, The Horror of Communist Surveillance. NR, 1 hour 37 minutes, documentary, 2023. In China, the question is not whether Big Brother is watching. It is, what is the Chinese Communist Party going to do about what it sees? Yes, you will find public security cameras in every major city around the world. What sets apart the surveillance systems in mainland China is not the omnipresence of its monitoring, but the degree to which surveillance has been integrated into a truly dystopian program of social control. You could ask Chang Weiping about that, but he is still in prison. Instead, viewers watch his wife, Shen Zijuan, valiantly campaigning for his release even though her every move is blocked in advance, likely thanks to CCP surveillance. Zhang Jialing follows Ms. Chen and a handful of other Chinese dissidents as they all endure state surveillance and the harassment it facilitates in the revelatory documentary Total Trust. Mr. Chang was swept up in Xi Jinping's so-called 709 crackdown, which decimated the ranks of lawyers willing to represent petitioners and human rights cases. After several years in prison, he is finally facing trial on vague, catch-all charges. Before his arrest, Mr. Chang represented journalist Sophie Xuechin Huang when she was sued over a series of sexual harassment stories. Now she is trying to help Ms. Chen publicize her former attorney's case. Li Wenzhu understands what Ms. Chen is going through. She endured the same nightmare when her husband Wang Quanzhang, another human rights lawyer, was arrested and sentenced on similar state subversion charges. Arguably, they are the lucky ones, because Mr. Wang was eventually released. Yet, life has not been easy for Mr. Wang's family since then. The surveillance camera conspicuously pointed at the door of their apartment is definitely part of the problem. Cameras everywhere. You cannot call Ms. Chen, Ms. Huang, and Mr. Wang paranoid, because Ms. Zhang shows viewers the uncamouflaged cameras blatantly installed in the hallways and stairwells of their buildings. This is a level of surveillance you might expect in a maximum security penitentiary. They are clearly not just there for show, because whenever Mr. Wang and Ms. Li try to leave for a human rights panel at an international embassy, the local block captain summons a group of thugs to barricade them inside their flat. Indeed, it is the application of surveillance that makes Total Trust such a frightening exposé. For instance, the state security complex literally switches the results of Ms. Chen's latest negative COVID-19 test, preventing her from entering a florist shop to buy flowers to bring to her husband's trial. Ms. Zhang connects the dots between the physical surveillance in dissidents' apartment buildings to the public health, police, and highway patrol authorities, as well as the controversial social credit system. All these systems are integrated and weaponized against dissent. In fact, the social credit system emerges as one of the most nefarious instruments of control because it is largely reliant on block captains or neighborhood snitches, whom Ms. Zhang's cameras film measuring minor infractions, like the distance a car might be parked from the curb. These petty informers might sound like a mere nuisance, but significant demerits can affect which school a parent's children can attend. Of course, petitioning the government for redress automatically results in social credit penalties. Do not watch Total Trust if you crave a happy ending, because you will not find one here. At least two of the film's central figures are now in China's prisons. However, it provides a chilling but riveting look at life under China's police state conditions. Police state. Ms. Zhang clearly establishes the potential dangers to civil liberties when busybody CCP enforcers work in conjunction with cutting-edge technology. The elevator pitch for Total Trust is that it uncovers the intrusiveness of Chinese state-sponsored surveillance, but it is more than that. It reveals the entire ecosystem of oppression and misery which surveillance makes possible. She also clearly documents the resulting pain, especially for Mr. Chang's young son, who desperately misses his father. Total Trust is a gutsy documentary investigation that holds considerable policy implications, but it is also a deeply human film. The People's Republic of China-born, U.S.-based Ms. Zhang is well qualified to tackle these issues, having co-directed One Child Nation, a documentary on China's long-time one-child policy with Nanfu Wang, and also producing In the Same Breath, which exposed Xi's COVID-19 cover-up. Throughout Total Trust, the human costs of the CCP's policies of social control are inescapable. Regardless, this is an eye-opening film that captures real, heartbreaking family drama. Very highly recommended. Total Trust is opening in Film Forum, New York City on December 8. Total Trust. Documentary. Director, Zhang Jialing. Running time, 1 hour, 37 minutes. Not rated. Release date, December 8, 2023. Rated, 4.5 stars out of 5. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.